And welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show. Moreland, more sports. We got Thomas Tyree, host of On the Hop 06, on here. How are you, Thomas?
Thanks, Vincent, for having me today. I'm doing good. How about yourself, man?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. We're expected to have Sam Dickinson join the show. We may or may not have him on. Hopefully, we do, so we can get his insight on some NFL that we'll get into today. How's that sound, Thomas?
That sounds good to me.
Man, want to make sure I know you have probably have other things to attend to, so I want to make sure I don't want to, hold you out here for too long.
Oh no, we could go as long as we need to. I'm good.
Okay, turn on Do Not Disturb.
Okay. I turned on Do Not Disturb.
Technology, man. So I'll get to your Cowboys, man, but my Ravens, man, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this team anymore. Granted, we don't have anybody, but I mean, we lost a lot of winnable games, not the most recent one, but the previous three were all winnable.
Yeah, I agree with that. You got like the Ravens are it's so crazy because like once upon a time, like heading into December, the first game of December, you guys were like riding high, number one seed in the AFC, and then like everything came downhill, everything came unglued. And like you said, all the games that basically all the games you guys just played except this Bengals game were all winnable. The game against Pittsburgh was definitely winnable. We talked about that. The game that you guys played against the Browns was definitely a great comeback by Huntley and the Ravens. You guys could have won that game. And then the Packers game, you guys could have had a huge win against arguably the best team in the league right now. So, yeah, you guys have gone through your ups and downs. But I guess we'll have to see what happens moving forward. I guess time will tell moving forward.
Yeah, man. It seems like every single team we played this year, the game was in reach except for Cincinnati. I don't know why.
Man.
So special about them that like the Jets can beat them, the Chargers they handled them, well Pittsburgh didn't beat them, the Browns beat the dog crap out of them,
yeah, blowing them out,
yeah. I the Packers beat them, Packers beat us too. I just don't get it. I don't know what is so special about this team where like they look flawless against us, but when they play against any other team, they just look like an average team in the NFL. Not saying they're not a good team, but like they look beatable. But like, hell, they play us every week, they look like Super Bowl contenders,
right?
I mean, would you even consider Cincinnati a Super Bowl contender right now?
It's like this year is a week to week league, but we're getting to the you're at this like the end. And you're basically finding out who is who and how good this teams are. But after what I saw from the Bengals on Sunday, they looked amazing. I feel like moving forward, this definitely lifted up Joe Burrow's confidence moving forward. His big performance with 525 passing yards, four touchdowns. Do I see this team being a Super Bowl contender? I guess we'll have to see. I guess the next 2 weeks will really really see how I feel about this team. But I love the offensive weapons they have with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Mixon. Yeah. With all those skilled players on the offensive side of the ball, I feel like they can be a big threat to opposing AFC defenses. But I don't know how good their defense would hold up against a Kansas City. I know they're going to play them this week. I'm not sure how well their defense would hold up against a Buffalo Bills defense or offense. So other teams, and the Titans might get Derrick Henry back moving forward. So it's like a 50-50 shot for me with these Cincinnati Bengals so far.
Yeah, man. They're a weird team to figure out. They play Kansas City. I think Kansas City will win that game. Do I think it'll be like how it was against the Steelers? No. And I kind of hope not. I'm going to be starting those Bengals again this week in fantasy. So fingers crossed. I got Mixon, Higgins, and Ja'Marr. in between two championship teams. So I'm going to be rooting for them again. Yes, again, I was kind of rooting for them yesterday or on Sunday. But no, in all seriousness, but coming into this year, the Bengals offense, and I don't know if I have myself recorded saying this, but they were my, like, my favorite offense coming in the division. They were my favorite offense coming into the league. I thought Joe Mixon was always a guy who kind of just played for like a bad team. And when he finally has the talent around him, he has the skill set that we saw, you know, in Oklahoma. You know, I don't think Joe Mixon ever really got the shine like that, but now he has like guys that he can surround himself with, and he doesn't have to be the best offensive player on that team anymore. When I say best offensive player, I mean like an AJ Green that like wasn't playing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, Jamar and T. Higgins, like the Bengals, I give them a lot of credit for building this offense in just 2 years. Now, granted, they've had Boyd, they've had Mixon for a couple years, but like they got Mixon, excuse me, they got Burrow, Higgins, and Jamar all in just 2 years. And yeah, once they got those guys, you know, they're grabbing your boy Awuzie from the Cowboys. Eli Apple, even though he talks a lot of crap on Twitter, it seems like he's performed better with the Bengals than he did for any other team that he's played with. I'm sure that includes those New York football Giants that you see twice a year.
Yeah, yeah. I remember he would get beat a lot in divisional games, especially against us. So this is like a coming out party for him. But like you said, with the Bengals, how they built, I agree with you. I believe when we were doing like our divisional, when we were picking things for, I came on as a guest for your show. We were picking things, picking teams of who would be divisional winners and stuff like that. And we did talk about the Bengals and how explosive their offense would be heading into the season, but we didn't know what their defense would look like. And then I guess like we're all surprised so far how they look so far. But I agree. Also, I like the way how they built their offense. When they got Burrow in the first round in 2020, and then the same year they got a steal getting Higgins in the second round. But they really took a gamble in the first round, especially with the fifth overall pick. A lot of people were saying they need offensive line help for Joe Burrow come back from a torn ACL. And they just went ahead and I'm guessing they listened to Joe Burrow and what he wanted to do with the pick and got his guy Jamar Chase. They had that special connection in college. So I guess them getting Jamar Chase instead of getting offensive lineman help really paid off, and it's going to pay off for their offense moving forward.
Surprisingly, because Burrow is still the most sacked quarterback in the league. Which is probably a surprise. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I knew last year he took a lot of hits. I seen him take some hits this year, but I didn't know he was the most sacked quarterback in the league this season.
Yeah. Let me say, and, you know, this might come back and bite me in the ass one day. I would not have felt bad if any of those Bengals starters got injured late in the fourth quarter. I would have laughed at Zach Taylor. If I had an opportunity to see him next year, I would have laughed in his face. You don't – I'm sorry. You don't leave those guys out when the game is out of reach like that. Now, in terms of a fantasy perspective, oh, please pad those numbers. But speaking as, like, a Ravens fan, and, like, even if I'm a Bengals fan, I would be like, Zach, we've already beaten them. What else do you have to prove? You know, you're putting our franchise on the line here. He's already coming off a torn ACL. If he gets injured in a 20-point game with 2 minutes left, who do you look at? You look at the coach for keeping him in there. Look, this isn't me wishing injury upon these guys, but it's me lacking sympathy for that organization if something were to happen to their star player or players. You know, don't you agree, Thomas? If you're a Bengals fan, wouldn't you want your starters to be out of that game by now?
Yeah, I agree with that, because they have a legitimate chance to win this division. They have not a big league right now, but like over the Ravens, they already have the game in the bag. You're up two games against this team, and basically you have your own way of winning the division. It's all in your hands. And with, like you said, with 2 minutes to go, you're up 20. There's no need to have your quarterback Joe Burrow in there. But he's already got knee issues, tearing his ACL last year. You put him at risk, and you have him injured. Your season goes down the drain, and you have your franchise guy basically rebuilding himself back up, getting himself healthy once again. And even those offensive stars, if Joe Mixon were to get hurt, it would definitely have a big impact on that offense, or Jamar Chase or T. Higgins. So I don't know what Zach is thinking. I think he has to learn more moving forward in like future situations. If that does happen again this season or moving forward in the future, you got to pull your guys if you're up big like that in the fourth quarter, in my opinion.
Do you think if it's any other opponent, he takes his guys out?
I think so, because I seen the comments that Joe Burrow said about running up the score towards the end of the game. And I feel like if they were playing a Kansas City or a New England Patriots or a stacked opponent in the NFC, they definitely would have pulled them just in case. But I think he was trying to rub it in their face. I know Zach Taylor also got swept. You guys swept them last season. So I feel like he was doing
– Yeah, he beat the dog shit out of them.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I feel like he was, getting a little too carried away about the victory. I definitely would have took a more humble approach and pulled my players, though.
Yeah, they really need to humble themselves, because we gave Joe Burrow a shutout last year. You know, Higgs and Boyd and Mixon, those guys were still there. This is when we had a defense. You know, we pitched a shutout against them. You know, his one game that he played against us last year, they didn't get a point. They didn't get a field goal on us. So, you know, this was their Super Bowl, because they're not going anywhere this year. You beat Big Bad Baltimore. You put up 41 both games each. That's the magic number, 41, compared to zero last year. I don't know how many points they had in the second game. I think Brandon Allen or Ryan Finley, one of those. I can't tell those guys apart. They're both bad. I can't tell those guys. I can't remember which one of them played against us in the second game, but that game wasn't close either. So, you know, kudos to the Bengals. Kudos to the big trash talking Eli Apple, who won't be on that team next year. No, he might be on that team next year. Who knows? No, I give them credit. I like watching them play. I like watching their offense play. But Jamar, you know, kind of just, you know, spinning the ball on the sideline, getting a 15-yard penalty. Like, humble yourself, young man. Humble yourself. We get it. You got a first down, Chase Claypool. You know, and then, you know, he's going all around the locker room. Double team me. How many do you have, T. Higgins? We get it. Jamar is going to be a mix of Antonio Brown and Chase Claypool. I can already see it. I don't know. No, but I like Jamar. I have him in three fantasy leagues. I like Higgins, but I don't know. It's just, you know, Jamar, like, you won a lot of games in college. I thought you knew how to win games, but I guess not. I get, you know, it's first year in the pros. He's 21 years old. It's hard to believe I'm older than this guy. That's how old I feel, you know. But, you know, good for the Bengals. Hopefully the Chiefs whoop up on them, you know, because I still think the Ravens have a chance at the division. And if not, I think we still have a chance at the wild card. I don't know why, and I can't put my finger on it, but I think we'll beat the Rams this weekend. Now, when I send you my picks later, if I send the Rams, you know, don't be surprised. But I think we have a chance. And then we play the Steelers. I mean, we can win that game. There's a whole lot of, like, factors that go into this, but we'll get to that in a second. But, dude, how about your Cowboys, man?
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't be more – Oh, what's
I'll
that?
Tell you what. I want your honest answer. Do you wish you didn't clinch before the game even started?
Do I –
Because, you know, you guys clinched the division –
Yeah, right before
the game even started. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird how we clinched, because I believe we clinched it because the Raiders beat the Broncos. I don't know how that worked, and they're, like, all the way in the AFC West.
It's because you guys played against them. You guys played against that division this year, and it's some sort of strength of schedule tiebreaker that you guys own. I don't necessarily know, but honestly, that division was yours for the taking anyway.
Yeah, but I think it fired the Cowboys up even more, knowing that they already clinched the East before kickoff. So I feel like they were really fired up already playing your biggest rival in Washington. But man, Sunday night against Washington, the Cowboys looked flawless on, like, offense, defense, and special teams. And they did it big against their biggest rival. I have no complaints for the game that I've seen. I was so impressed that we were up 42-7 by halftime. And I was just loving everything I saw. So I watched the whole game all the way until the end, even when we pulled out the starters on offense and defense. So I was really happy with the performance on Sunday night.
Yeah, that game you guys played reminded me of us against Miami in Lamar's first start in his MVP season. When you guys had 42 in the first half, I was like, oh, I've seen this before. it feels great, man, when you, like, know, like, your team is pretty much won the game at halftime. I mean, you can't let your guard down, because, like, if you can score 42 in one half, the other team can too. It's highly unlikely. But I don't know, man. So what are you guys, the 3 seed or 2?
We're currently at the 2nd seed. I know it's weird because Tampa did beat us, but it's weird how they're doing it this year. I think because the Bucks are our only NFC loss this year. So, like, I guess when it comes to the seeding and stuff, they base it on when a team is tied. I believe they base it on conference record. So yeah. The Bucks have lost more NFC games than we have. So right now we're currently at the 2nd seed because of that. And because we only lost our only other losses came to AFC teams.
Yeah, you guys lost to the Chiefs, Raiders, and Broncos. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy how teams do in interconference play. We don't really lose like that to NFC teams, but it's like the AFC teams that we have a big problem with. But yeah, and you guys play the Cardinals this weekend, so you guys would solidify that tiebreaker if it's just like two teams in terms of you two teams having that record, the same record, and Tampa Bay doesn't. But Green Bay, what are they? Are they 13-2?
I think they're 12-3 right now. Yeah, 12-3. Yeah.
Okay. And you guys are 11-4.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys think you can overcome the hump?
Oh, in the playoffs?
For that one seed?
Oh, they get the one seed. I mean,
Minnesota already beat them once, so I mean, yeah. They can beat them again, but I don't have much faith in Detroit or Chicago, whoever Green Bay plays the final week.
Yeah, I think the way how everything is based up, because basically the NFC teams are basically locking up spots. We already locked up the division. Now it's basically we're playing to build momentum towards the playoffs. You want to obviously win out and be hot coming into the playoffs. But I feel like the only chance we can have at the number one seed is, well, first off, we got to beat Arizona this weekend. But the only shot we have is if Minnesota can somehow, some way sweep the Packers this year. I know for them, it's basically a must win for the Vikings because they're trying to stay in the playoffs. So a loss would basically hurt them and having a chance to get in. So I feel like our only chance at the number one seed is if we do what we're supposed to, win out against the Cardinals and Eagles, and the Vikings just pull off another. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I'm banking on it. But I think that's the only chance that they have at the number one seed at this point.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who the Packers have lost to this year. Do you know they lost to the Saints week one? Did they play Tampa Bay this year?
No,
I think they did.
They didn't play them.
Oh, they didn't.
Who else did they lose to? They lost to the Saints, Vikings. I can't think of the other team they lost to. Oh, and the Chiefs. That's right. They lost to the Chiefs because
Jordan
they had
Love
to start
started.
Jordan. Yeah.
That's right. It was a low scoring game. Okay. And then, the Packers, they played the honestly, they could have lost this past weekend in the game before. Packers are vulnerable, man. They're vulnerable.
I like them heading into the postseason. I think right now, it's a debate, in my opinion. You can say a lot of teams are the best teams right now in the league. But I think right now, at this current moment, they're the best team in the league. Offensively, they look, like, really, really good. But defense, like, they kind of look suspect, especially their secondary, I think, because they had the game – this is 2 weeks in a row. They had the game wrapped up. They were up big against Baltimore. Huntley brought them all the way back towards the end. And then they were up – they basically could have put the game away against the Browns on Christmas. And then they let Baker Mayfield out of all quarterbacks get back into the game and potentially win the game for him. So I think they need some work. They have to work on their defense moving forward if they want to get back to the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think Jair has a chance to come back this year, though.
Yeah, they are missing him. But I'm surprised Rasul – is it Rasul or
– Rasul.
Oh, Rasul Douglas, yeah, he's played like at a, I don't know if he got into the Pro Bowl, but he's played like at a Pro Bowl level at the corner position this year. That's helped their defense, but like lately, I don't know. I think him and Eric Stokes, their rookie corner, they kind of look a little suspect on the outside from these last 2 weeks, and I hope they look even more suspect for Sunday night against the Vikings.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting game for sure. Is it me? I'm sorry to kind of throw this back on my team, but does it seem like every team has a problem with the Ravens? I just feel like every team does. You know, Devontae wants to pull up being double teamed by practice squad players. Like, I personally think we did well against him. He only had 6 catches for 44 yards. You know, you would have thought he would have had T. Higgins numbers against us, but he didn't. I don't know. I just feel like every team likes to pick on the Ravens for some reason. Like Vic Fangio, coach of the Broncos, you know, the Bengals, and then the Browns always seem to have a problem, and then like, you know, the Steelers, they always do. But I don't know. And then the Titans, for some reason, they have a problem with us too. I just don't know why all these teams that don't play in our division have such a big problem with the Ravens. That's just my personal opinion. You probably don't see it because, you know, you're a Cowboys fan.
Oh, yeah. I see it sometimes, especially with the Titans last year in their regular season. I thought that was pretty crazy. I would expect a divisional rival of yours, like Steelers, Browns, or Bengals, to do a stunt that they did last year in the regular season against you guys.
Yeah, you know, the Titans, when they played against the Steelers, they were lining up.
Yeah, I don't know why did you do that, and then you end
and
up
then they
the
lost.
Game.
I'm like, wow, like you idiots! Like this is what you guys get for walking all over their logo. See, this might be the non-athlete in me who never played football. Where that's just kind of cool. Like I'm sure Northeast and Chesapeake, did they ever have a logo midfield type of deal? Did that ever?
No, it's like it's weird because I don't see why you would step on the opponent's logo. Like I'm obviously it shows unsportsmanship before a kickoff or anything happens. Now I could see if you do like a little celebration, if you somehow some way can run to the end zone and do it on the logo after scoring a touchdown or something.
Play Terrell
like that.
Owens.
Yeah. But before the game, I've never seen that happen. I don't understand why opposing team would do that because the ramifications or the consequences you can face of getting potentially blown out or losing the game, and then you think about it like hours after the game, like wow, I really did this before kickoff, and then cost us the game or lost it or my team the game. So, in my opinion, I don't think that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I think the Raiders did the same thing to the Chiefs, didn't they?
Yeah,
just to have 50 put up on them. Yeah. So I would think teams would learn their lesson by now with doing that. If you're going to do that, at least win the game.
Yeah.
Like, Titans, they kept it close, but we needed them to win. You know, at that point, we needed them to win. But yeah, man, those Cowboys, they're looking pretty good. I think you guys can beat Arizona. Arizona looks like Arizona of usual, start out well and then not play so well. You know, they started what did they start off? 6-0 last year, 7-0, and they didn't make the playoffs.
So yeah, go ahead.
And so, I mean, like, this seems to be like a, you know, a Cardinals team that knows how to start a season, but they don't know how to finish one. Now, they made the playoffs. But, like, how's Kyler Murray and company going to do? And it seems like Kyler Murray's struggling without his boy Hopkins over there. Just saying. You give Lamar a superstar receiver, and, you know, he might make some noise, too. You know when people like to compare Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson? Because they both have a dual threat ability, but they say Kyler has a better arm, or then they say Kyler Murray has an all pro receiver and Lamar doesn't. So, like, I don't know. I sound like a big homer on this show today. I normally whenever I join, you know, on the hop, I try not to really give out my Cameron Soto Ravens bias, but I don't know. I feel like the league has been picking on my team recently. I don't know.
But, yeah, like you said about the Cardinals, I believe I think you were a guest on the show one day, and we were talking about the Cardinals. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was talking about all the teams that were, like, red hot at the moment. And I said eventually the Cardinals would become, like, the Cardinals that we know. Because last year they did the same thing. They started off 6-2 and collapsed towards the end. And this year they started off 7-0 and they lost their last 3 out of 5 games. Or I think they're 3-5 in their last 8 games. And they're currently 10-5. So it's not really looking good. And I had a funny feeling that this would happen and they would eventually collapse towards the stretch. I'm surprised it actually unfolded like this, but like you said, Kyler Murray really hasn't looked the same since DeAndre Hopkins has been hurt. I know they had a great chemistry going, but he's still got a lot of weapons in that Arizona Cardinals offense. So I don't see why his production level has dropped this much or they've been losing this many games without DeAndre Hopkins when there's AJ Green, Christian Kirk, and, like, Rondale Moore, their rookie. And they have two great running backs also. So I don't think that – and Zach Ertz. So I don't think they're – I don't think they should be losing games the way they are right now.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if they can get it together. I think they will. I'm looking at these tie-breaking rules, and it's just a lot to follow. But Thomas, are you ready to we think we'll make the playoffs? The teams that haven't quite made it there yet.
So are we going how we see the seeding, the final seedings are gonna be, or who we think is gonna get in?
Just who we think is gonna get in. We don't have to be in particular. That's a lot to pick like 14 spots.
All right.
So I'll just start with the AFC. Yeah, I think the Chiefs have that division and that conference locked up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. I know they just won the AFC West this week. I think moving into the playoffs, they're going to have the number one seed and have home field advantage in the conference. I don't see this team losing any of their last two games. So I think moving forward, I think their last game is their last game against the Broncos, because they already played the Chargers twice.
It's against somebody in the division, so I think it is the Broncos because they've only played them once, and that was on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, so they're gonna beat the Bengals and the Broncos, so they're definitely gonna clinch the number one seed in the conference. Who do you think can? I'm gonna ask you, who do you think can? Do you think can lock up the second seed in the AFC?
Well, right now the Titans are at 10-5. They're the only 10-win team. So like they have a chance to control their destiny, but they play Miami, which I think will be a very, very interesting game. And I'm gonna get to them in a second as well. I don't know, I feel like I have some sort of connection with Miami after going to their stadium this year. No, I'm just kidding. But no, they played Tennessee, and then they already played the Colts twice. I think who do they play one more time? They play Houston, right?
The Titans?
They play Houston one more time because Houston beat them the first time.
Yeah, they play them one more time.
Yeah, I can't figure out why does Houston win against the good teams? Like, why do they beat the Titans? Why do they beat the Chargers? But I don't know. That's just the NFL for you. These guys aren't that far off from each other. That's why I hate it when people say, "Oh, Alabama would beat the Jacksonville Jaguars." No, they wouldn't. Just stop saying that stuff, man. But I think the Chiefs, excuse me, the Titans, they're at 10 wins. Cincinnati's at 9. Buffalo, Indianapolis, New England, they're all at 9. I think Tennessee can hold their spot with their strength of schedule remaining. I think, oh, did you hear about the new rule about the COVID?
Yeah, I just heard that before I joined the podcast with you today, and
Yeah.
I think that's the most stupidest. I think that rule is like just I don't even know what to say about it, because if they're gonna make that rule, they could have did this. They could have prevented like delaying games last season and all that type of stuff. They could have did this last
Well,
season.
you know why they have this rule now, don't you?
No, I would
So
like to know too.
the CDC announced yesterday that instead of quarantining for 10 days, you can quarantine for 5 if you're asymptomatic. That's why the NFL waited until now to implement this rule, which means the NBA will probably implement the rule too. This was a CDC thing where they said yesterday, okay, after 5 days of no symptoms, you can come back. So that's why the NFL just changed it, because the CDC basically gave the country an okay to do so. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So
Yeah.
it was motivated by the CDC.
Okay.
So it's all, yeah, it wasn't, the NFL just didn't wake up and said, okay, we're just going to change it to five games or 5 days. We're going to follow the CDC's procedures, and if they say citizens can come back to work after 5 days of no symptoms, then NFL players can too with no problem. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's why it's just a timing thing with the CDC. They're just matching them. So Colts fans caught a break because they thought they were going to lose Carson Wentz, who's unvaccinated for 10 days, but instead he'll be gone for 5, which means by then he'll be available to play this Sunday against, help me out here, who, the Raiders. Yeah. So, as I was alluding to, all those Titans that were on the COVID list are actually going to be able to play, the Nick Westbrook Akinas of the world and the Julio Joneses of the world. But to get back to what I was saying, I think the Titans will beat the Dolphins this week, and I think they will patch things up against Houston this week and win their division and clinch that second seed.
Yeah, I think so too. I like them being the number two seed. I think it's a great possibility they have a chance to get to the Super Bowl if somehow, some way Derrick Henry does come back in time for the playoffs or at some point in the playoffs.
They think he
But
will.
they do think he will. Yeah, so
They
see,
think he will. Yeah.
that changes the whole dynamic in the AFC if they get him back for a run. I still stick with my word that Kansas City will get back to the Super Bowl. I know since the beginning you've said that, even with Kansas City struggling.
Yeah. They lost to
But
all good teams.
yeah.
They
So it's like
lost to teams that were looking pretty good at the beginning of the year. They lost to the Bills. They lost to the Titans. They lost to the Ravens. They lost to the Chargers. They didn't lose to the Jaguars and the Texans and the Jets. They were losing against teams that were pretty respected this year.
Yeah. I think if Derrick Henry can get back, I think it changes the whole, like I said, the whole dynamic, but I still like Kansas City going back to the Super Bowl this year.
I do too. I never lost confidence in them. I was just like, well, they're playing all the tough teams in the early part of their schedule. And now look, they've won 8 in a row. And they're doing what we're accustomed to them doing. AFC North, I think we kind of alluded to this. I think we both have you have the Bengals winning. I think it's a toss up. I think if we beat the Rams and, you know, we lose to them or the Bengals lose to the Chiefs, they still own that tiebreaker against us because they beat us twice. I think the Bengals will take this division just because they beat us twice. And I can see them losing to Kansas City, but I can't see them losing to Cleveland again. So I think the Bengals are the queens of the North this year. Sorry, Kings of the North. Sorry. The cheerleaders are Queens of the North. But, yeah, Bengals. I think the Bengals are going to win the division this year. I hope they don't get used to it, though. What about you? You think the Bengals are going to hold on to that North?
Yeah, I think they will because it's kind of a weird situation how it is. They do have a pretty good lead. They control their own destiny, but it's like I don't think they can beat the Chiefs on Sunday. It's like all they really have to do is just beat the Browns in the last game, and wouldn't they win the division if they could just
they just need to win one.
I would say that I like their chances of winning the division. And I think it's kind of hard for Baltimore. I mean,
well, No. All they need to do is I think if they win one, they're in. Because Cleveland's two games back, and Pittsburgh's one and a half back with that tie game, and they already swept Pittsburgh. And Cleveland, the only way they could win is if Baltimore loses every game, Steelers lose every game, and then the Browns win both of their games, and the Bengals lose both of their games. It's pretty low for the Cleveland Browns to make it.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy if they made it, though, considering what they're dealing with. But what are you saying something, Thomas? Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. I like the chance. Yeah, I like the Bengals winning that division. But I don't know. It's like the Ravens, I said weeks and weeks ago, I said they would beat the Rams. When they played them, it's like, I don't know what's going to happen now because Huntley, I mean, I don't know. Do you guys have – oh, yeah, with their new rule, Huntley would be back. But I don't know if Lamar is going to play on Sunday or not. And it's like with the loss of Marlon Humphrey, it's like it's really affected the Ravens secondary. It's like guys I've never heard of. It's like a junior varsity in the secondary right now. So it's like I don't know if they can beat the Rams. I mean, the possibility is there, but then they would have to beat a divisional rival and the Steelers, who will look to, even if they can't get in, at least to say we swept Baltimore this year to close out their season. So it's like, I don't know.
One thing I will say is if we can almost beat the Packers at home with those practice squad guys, we can beat Matt Stafford and those guys.
Yeah, that is true. It's just like I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you know they changed the time of that game, right?
Yeah, from I don't know why they did that.
You guys on there.
Yeah, they for one of the Fox games, but then I think they put the Panthers and the Saints
game.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to watch Ian Book, Cam Newton, Taysom Hill, Sam Darnold. I don't want to watch any of them. P.J. Walker, Washington. Which one's the football player? Walker, right?
Oh yeah,
PJ
PJ
Walker.
Walker. Yeah.
Yeah. I get PJs and the Carolinas mixed up, man. Whichever one's not with Brittany Renner. Oh. I think that's her name. I don't know. All right. Now next, this is actually a tight division race. Then this is kind of where I might have to look at their schedules. The Bills and the Patriots, who split with each other this year. The Bills play the Falcons and the Jets. Right now they own a tiebreaker against New England because they have a better division record, I think. Because New England, they lost to Miami in the first game of the year. No, 3-2. Yeah, the Bills have a better division record at 4-1 compared to the Patriots, 3-2. The Bills, they have a cakewalk. They have no excuse to let this division get by them. As they play Atlanta and the Jets. The Patriots play the Jaguars and the Dolphins. I think those are games that both teams will win. So I think the Bills will finish it out, but I wouldn't mind seeing Atlanta beat them. I wouldn't mind seeing the Jets beat the Bills. I wouldn't mind seeing the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Patriots. I mean, Blake Bortles won't be playing in this game, but I mean, who knows what will happen. But yeah, I think the Bills will hold on to their spot. But I do think New England is a shoe-in for the playoffs, though.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think at this point, because
I think both teams make it, no matter what.
Yeah, I think so too. I think both teams get in. I would see if I do have them winning this division now, because like you said, they do have two pretty easy games that they shouldn't like get away from them playing the Falcons and especially the Jets. There's no way I can see them blowing any of those games to those two opponents. So basically, I have that. Yeah, how things are going now, I can see them winning the AFC East, and I feel like the Patriots are definitely not going to miss the playoffs. They'll be in that wild card position, but I think the Bills, in my eyes, would be the number three seed going into the playoffs.
Tom, is he there?
Oh, hello?
Hey, sorry about that. I hate it when people FaceTime me when I'm always doing a podcast.
Oh, I couldn't hear him.
In a podcast, don't call, please. I'm letting know right now. Sorry, can you continue your thought, please, before we were briefly separated?
Oh, yeah. I was saying the Bills, I like them just like you do, winning this division, especially playing against the Falcons and Jets in their last two games. I don't see them blowing this chance of winning the division at all, playing those two in your last two games. So I feel like going into the playoffs, I could see them being the number three seed in the AFC come playoff time. But I definitely think the Patriots would still be in the playoffs for sure.
The Moreland Show. Thank you, Thomas. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. You're welcome.
I'm going to have to start blocking certain numbers when I go on air and then just unblock them. But, yeah, the Colts, I think the Colts will make it. I don't think they'll win their division. I just think Tennessee will win the remaining two games. And I think Tennessee Didn't they beat them twice or no?
I think they did. I can't. Yeah, I think they did beat them twice. I don't remember the Colts beating them this year.
I don't either. Lost to Tennessee. Losses. Okay, so all Tennessee has to do is win a game. They have to win either this week or next week. And I don't think they're going to lose both of those games. So I think the Colts solidified their wild card spot. And I try telling people, like, just because the Colts started out bad doesn't mean they were going to finish bad. They had a tough stretch. They played the Seattle Seahawks, who had made the playoffs last year. They played the Rams. They played us. They played the Titans, who won their division the last couple of years. Well, not last couple of years, but they won. They've made the playoffs the last couple of years. So the Colts aren't a team to ride out. And I'm so glad I got to see Jonathan Taylor play this year. But that seventh seed, Thomas.
That's ooh.
Really. That's down to like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams. The Broncos still have a chance to make it. I don't think they will. Whether Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater is playing, I don't believe in them. Browns, no. Who do they play? They play the Steelers and the Bengals. They have two division games left. Well, I guess we would want the Browns to beat the Steelers. Bless you, because the Steelers are only a half game back and not a full game back. The Ravens, I think the Ravens had the toughest two-game stretch. They have the Rams and they have their arch nemesis, the Steelers. Now the Raiders and Chargers, that's interesting. Because they play each other the last week.
Yeah.
And they're both 8-7. And then Miami is the team that can control their own destiny. Miami plays the Titans and the Patriots. I think that the Dolphins have the worst stretch the final two games. I think they lose to the Titans, and I think they can lose to the Patriots. Now, I will say they are at home against the Patriots, but they're not playing against Tom Brady. So that'll be interesting. The Dolphins did beat them earlier this year, but that was the first game of the year. That was Mac Jones' first game. He's gotten better since week one, and that whole Patriots team has too. The Chargers, I don't know. I'm not confident in them after they lost to Houston like they did. But they play the Broncos and the Raiders. That's a tough stretch. You know, that Broncos game, that's no guarantee. Neither is that Raiders game. I think the Broncos, they have a tough stretch. They have to play the Chargers, and they play the Chiefs the last week. I think the only way they beat the Chiefs is if the Chiefs clinch the number one seed and they don't have to play their starters the last week. I know they're one game up on Tennessee. I don't know if they own a tiebreaker against them. Their conference record is 6-4. Them and the Titans had the same conference record, so, you know. That'll be interesting, but they have a better non-conference record. I don't know how this stuff works. And then the Steelers, they play the Browns, and they play us, the Ravens. So, I mean, I don't know who this is going to, but a team I will rule out. I'm ruling out the Dolphins, even though they control their own destiny. I'm gonna rule out Cleveland. I'm gonna rule out Denver, and I'm gonna rule out the Steelers because they're all a game back, and they would essentially have to win two in a row and need a lot of help. I'm trying to put all my bias to the side, but I think the Ravens can do it. I don't know why, but I think we can do it. I think if we just get our head in the game and just do what we do and beat those Rams, we can do something. Last week doesn't give me much confidence, but if we can get at least two of those cornerbacks back, you know, if we can get two of those guys back, we might have a chance. It's just the offense cannot let up on the gas pedal, because we're going to give up some points this weekend. Whether if it's to Odell or Cooper Kupp, and hopefully Van Jefferson, got him in fantasy. I don't know, and I'm like closing my eyes and like rubbing my, you know, when like people like rub their face when they're like stressed or they're like did you ever watch All American?
Yeah,
and you know the coach, he's just always like. You know, he always makes those weird faces when he like doesn't know it. Yeah, like that's what I'm doing right now. Like, do I really think this team can do it? But if it's not us, I think the Chargers can do it. I think they can win two key division games to kind of make their way. I'm not gonna give Miami any love here though. You know, they're a great story. You lose seven in a row and you win seven in a row. I was there when they won game two of seven. We shouldn't have lost that game. It's crazy because, like, a lot of Dolphins and Ravens fans would talk crap to each other. And it was kind of like, well, look at your record and look at ours. And, like, whoa, how the tables have turned, you know, since that game. Yeah, it's just bad, like, that the Ravens are in this situation when they were, like, the one seed, you know, a month ago. You know, you're sitting pretty at 8-3, and now you're 8-7. You know, and you knew you were going into a tough stretch with division games and, you know, non-conference teams that are Super Bowl contenders and, you know, that just doesn't help you at all. But I think the Ravens will take that seventh. I think they will. But if they lose this weekend, they won't. But if they win this weekend, I think that'll carry enough momentum for one last home game against Pittsburgh. And yeah.
Yeah, so so the rest of the teams, I think that's going to get in. I don't know. I'm just saying teams that's going to get in, I don't know what seed they would be. But I like the Colts getting in. I like what they're doing on offense and defense. It kind of reminds me of how the Titans became this great team a few years ago when Derrick Henry was on a run that complemented their offense with Jonathan Taylor. I like what they're doing with him, and I like the way how their defense is playing, and I like their two final matchups against the Raiders and the Jaguars, so I think they can definitely get in. I don't see the Patriots missing the playoffs because they already are 9-6. All they basically need to do is just win another game or so. It'd be hard for them to miss the postseason. I don't see them losing their last two games, so I think the Patriots would be in. And like you said, the seventh seed is a really big toss-up. Anybody, there's like all the teams that you said that could get in. I think realistically, the only teams I can see really securing that seventh seed would be either the Chargers, Ravens, or the Dolphins. But
you don't give the Raiders any love?
Nah, I don't. I think they're gonna miss it because they have to play the Chargers. I feel like the Chargers will beat them.
They have to play the Colts this week too. They could lose those two games.
Yeah, so it's like, and they basically need to win, like win both of those games. I don't see them winning both of those games.
Yeah.
And then it's like the Dolphins have that. Like, I agree with you. I think they have the biggest two games left in order to get into the playoffs playing the Titans and Patriots. I actually see the Dolphins losing out and losing those final two games, even though they went on that big run. The Ravens, I don't know. I think they could get one of those games, but I really think they need to win both against the Rams and Steelers. So I think the Chargers can get in and win out against the Broncos and Raiders. They have a lot of issues to fix, though, but I can see them securing that final wild card spot and get the seventh seed in the AFC.
Yeah, I'll have to look at those highlights and see how Texans got up on them like that, because how do you give up 41 of them to Nico Collins and Chris Conley and Rex Burkhead and Davis Mills and Brevin Jordan and Pharaoh Brown and all those guys? Like, you know, I only know those guys because I pay attention to, like, fantasy football, like, a lot. And I'm sorry you lost yesterday. Gibson couldn't get you enough points.
You know what? I feel good that because we had a competitive, like, season. But yeah, I felt good about losing. Any other time I'd be mad. One thing I was actually going to do during right before kickoff, because I seen Austin Eckler was going to be out, I was just thinking about getting Justin Jackson, the backup running back for the Chargers, and I didn't get him off the waivers. I could have started him, and that would have definitely won me this week and got me to the championship, but I didn't do it, and I think that would be my biggest regret of fantasy this year.
Oh yeah, I got him in one league. Every other league where I was in the semifinals, and he wasn't available. So people had already gotten to him before I could. So yeah, it is what it is, man. You know.
Yeah.
But so you like the Chargers?
Yeah, like I said, they have a lot of issues to fix, but their last few games are very winnable. Playing, even though these are divisional games, playing the Broncos and Raiders, yeah, I do like the chances of winning those two games compared to the Dolphins or the Ravens winning their last two games.
Yeah, that's fair. As a Ravens fan, you got to root against the Dolphins because they beat you, and you got to root against the Raiders because they beat you. You own a tiebreaker against the Chargers because you beat them, and you just got to hope that there's not another team that has the same record as you guys. So, yeah, no, you can't root for any of them essentially. But if you were to root for a team that went out with the Ravens, you'd want the Chargers to do it because then you own a tiebreaker against them. You don't own a tiebreaker against Miami because you lost to them, and you don't own a tiebreaker against the Raiders because you lost to them too. So, it's interesting how like we won some important games earlier in the year. You know, we beat the Broncos and they're in the hunt, and then we beat the Colts and they were in the hunt. So it was just a weird season. Like that Lions game we should have lost. Honestly, I don't know. I already know Ravens fans that want a top pick, and I'm like, come on now. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of, I don't know. I've never been a tanking guy. Except for baseball, because the Orioles are just a freaking mess. But, like, in football, I don't like seeing my team lose unless I bet against them. But you've done any sports betting or no?
Not yet. Yeah, I haven't done any yet.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to move on to the NFC with you, Thomas, and then we'll wrap things up here. Packers 12-3. I don't think they're giving up that division. They already clinched their division. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, the next closest team is five games out. The Cowboys, they clinched their division. Rams. Oh, the Rams are the division leader now. Not the Cardinals anymore. Okay. And then the Buccaneers are 11-4.
Yeah.
Do you think the Bucs and the Rams are going to hold on to their division? Well, or the Bucs will. Do you think the Rams will hold on to their division?
Because I don't see them. Who they play? I think they play somebody easy this weekend.
Who, the Rams?
Oh, not the Rams. Sorry. I was thinking. I was thinking they played somebody else. But I forgot they played the Ravens. I was thinking of the 49ers last year. I was thinking they played Seattle again, but no. I think the Rams will hold on. I think all they have to do is basically what they're
Texans.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of, the 49ers. But yeah, I think the Rams can hold on to their division. All they got to do is do their job if they can win out. Their final game, who they play in their final game? Oh, yeah, the 49ers, and that's a home game for them, even though they lost the first time they played each other. But I think they can hold on to the division.
Trey Lance will be starting, so we'll see what happens. And then you have, the Cardinals, they play the Cowboys and the Seahawks. They might lose to the Cowboys, and then that Seahawks game, yeah, it's no guarantee they'll win that. I don't care how bad Seattle's playing. But, yeah, I think the Cardinals, they clinched. So you're down to two spots. You have the 49ers, the Eagles, the Vikings, the Falcons somehow, some way, still have a chance to make the playoffs. My goodness. And then the Saints, of course. And then you have the Washington football team at 6-9. I don't think they're officially eliminated yet, but it's a long shot for them. They need to win out, and then they need Philadelphia to lose out. They need 49ers to lose out. But out of these last two spots, between the 49ers, Eagles, Vikings, Falcons, and Saints, who do you like? I think the 49ers can hang on. I mean, they play the Texans. So I mean, that should help them. But the Eagles, yeah, though, Eagles, they got to play Washington and the Cowboys. And so, and if you guys are still playing for something, you guys will probably beat them again.
Yeah.
Vikings play the Packers one more time and the Bears. I don't know, man. This is hard.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and let you finish, and then I'll say the teams. But, like, yeah, the Eagles and the – I will say, before you continue, the Eagles – and the Vikings are, like, the two, like, toss-up teams to get the seventh seed. But I'm not – I don't know.
Seeding the 49ers are safe.
Yeah, I think the 49ers – I mean, I think all they need to do is just beat the Texans, because I think the Eagles can win, but I don't know if they will beat the Cowboys. And I'm not sure how that's going to look when we play them again. The Vikings, it's kind of looking bad because you do have to play Green Bay and Lambeau. I think at Lambeau. Yeah, Lambeau for a Sunday night game. I don't know. It's, like, pretty tough, but I don't know. I guess we'll see for that last spot.
Yeah, and the Saints have two division games left, and they're not against Tampa either. So yeah. They play Atlanta. And the Carolina, and if the Saints, if they get Taysom Hill back, I think they'll have a better chance. And all those players that they were missing from COVID this week, I think they'll have a chance. But I think the 49ers are safe too. I think they can even beat the Rams, but I think they'll beat Houston. They really needed that game against Tennessee. That they would have been sitting pretty. Because then you could beat Houston and you can probably afford a loss to the Rams. But you blew it against Tennessee. And you had a lot of your guys available, too. You had Debo. You had Kittle. Well, you didn't get involved that much in terms of Kittle. I mean, you had Jeff Wilson Jr. out there. Hell, 49ers, they just throw a running back out there and say, go run, and they just do well. seriously, like, look at Mostert. You know, he's always been a good. He's made a glass. Elijah Mitchell has been really, really impressive. Trey Sermon, when he got a start, he did fairly well. Jeff Wilson, when they just throw him out there, and Jamichael Hasty. So, like, they just throw running backs out there, and they're like, go play, you know.
and now they're throwing Debo in the mix.
You got Debo playing halfback, man. Like, I'm getting Debo and Cordarrelle Patterson mixed up, like. Like fantasy, like they need to start putting. They need to let Debo be in a running back slot and Cordero in a wide receiver slot. Like seriously, but I think the Cardinals will make it. The Eagles, though, so tough. You got two division games. I think they'll beat Washington. Do I think they can beat the Cowboys? Well, it depends if the Cowboys are going to be playing for something, which they probably will. I don't know how badly they care about where they're placed at in terms of, like, seeding and all. I mean, I guess you want as many home games as possible. Yeah. Right now they own it, but they can't afford the Rams to lose, because if Cowboys have an identical record as the Buccaneers, then the Bucs would own a tiebreaker against them. But because it's a three-team tie, Cowboys are in favor because they have the best conference record at 9-1, as you mentioned earlier. Yeah. So I think there will be some clarity when this week is played, and like the playoffs start today for a lot of these teams, you know. You know, you get an opportunity to play. You can't really watch how the other teams do. You can only control what you do for right now.
Right.
Like the Ravens, like, you know, right now they're sitting in 10th place behind the Cardinals and the – excuse me, the Cardinals. And the, behind the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Dolphins. You just got to worry about what you do and just, you know, see how the other teams do. But they're not out of it. I feel like Ravens fans don't even want to make the playoffs anymore because you might get embarrassed in the first round or whatever. Who cares? With all the injuries that we had, I would be proud if this team made it to the playoffs. You know, you still once you make it to the playoffs, you have a chance, you know. But, you know, who knows how many players you can get back by then, too. Probably not many. But, so, yeah, I'm going to go. The Saints just seem to have the easiest schedule, and I think they'll have a. I think they'll have their guys back. And but then you gotta take conference record into effect. I will eliminate the Falcons. I don't think they'll beat the Bills this week. Washington, I don't give a shot. Eagles, I can't figure them out. Vikings, they already beat the Packers once. They can do it again. This is why you can't lose games to Cooper Rush because now you're in this situation. give me the Saints.
You said the Saints?
Give me the Saints for that final seed. I think they have the most favorable schedule. As a 49ers fan, I don't like how you play Los Angeles Rams one more time. As an Eagles fan, I don't like playing Dallas one more time. As a Vikings fan, I don't like playing Green Bay one more time. And as a Falcons fan, I don't like playing the Bills. But as a Saints fan, I like playing against a dysfunctional Carolina team. I like playing against an Atlanta Falcons team who's kind of just been hovering around, not through luck, but like kind of through like a soft schedule this year. Give me the Saints. Give me the 49ers and the Saints getting those last two spots.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely see – I just don't see the Packers losing out or losing any of their last games. So I'll give them the number one seed. I think the Cowboys will win out and get their get the number two seed. I like the Rams winning the NFC West. I like the Bucks. The Bucks have already won the division, so they're pretty much set to go. I like the Cardinals getting in because at this point, even if they were somehow, some way lose out, they're already 10-5, which is a good security blanket to everybody else.
Cardinals clinch.
They lost
to the Colts and they still clinched.
Yeah, because I was gonna say they have to get in because the other besides those other teams and themselves, it's like everyone else is like below them in a big way because like everyone else doesn't have 9 wins at least.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
They clinched. Yep.
Yeah. So I like them. I give them the 5th seed in the conference. I think San Francisco is definitely gonna get in. This 7th seed. The only way I can see the Eagles getting in is if they somehow win out. I definitely think they could beat Washington, but it's like the Cowboys are pretty much going to be chasing to get the number one seed. I think they're going to keep playing as if they can get the number one seed. So I think the Cowboys are going to play the whole way through. Unless McCarthy just decides to pull him and then we lose that game and drop all the way to like the 4th seed. But I think he's smarter than that at this point of the season. I wouldn't be surprised if that does happen, though. But I like the Eagles. I would like the Eagles in if that situation did happen. So I'm going to cross them out. Minnesota, I would like them to take the 7th seed. But like you said, their past losing to Cooper Rush in the beginning of the season is definitely going to take a toll.
And the Lions. Play.
Yeah, and
you can't lose to a winless team. You can't lose. Look, if you lose the Cooper Rush and a winless Lions team through 11 weeks, you don't deserve the playoffs.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think those losses are going to affect them. And definitely, I don't beat Green Bay Sunday night. I'm going to have to give to the Saints because they have lost a big amount of games. But they have the easiest remaining schedule out of those three teams because they do have to play the Panthers. The Panthers have no idea what's going on with the quarterback situation. They don't know if Cam Newton's going to finish the season or Sam Darnold's going to finish the season. They're a mess right now as a team, as a unit. And then the Falcons, I just feel like – I mean, the Falcons did beat them earlier in the season, but the way the Saints have looked like they have improved. They make improvements every week. I mean, obviously not last night. They got manhandled last
night. Nah, yeah. I mean, they had their fourth string. They have their fourth string quarterback. I'll give them a pass this week.
Yeah, I will too with Ian Book. But
the book is closed. The book is closed for him.
Even though they have lost games, I feel like they learned through their wins and losses. And I feel like that's going to help them even moving forward for the next few seasons. But, yeah, out of those three, I just see winning out and getting that last seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, man. I don't want to see the Saints in the playoffs, not because I don't like them. They're just not a pretty team to me. I'd rather watch the Vikings or the Eagles take that spot. I think they're teams that are – I think they're more fun to watch than the Saints are. I can't watch a Saints game anymore. Not without Drew Brees.
Did you know that actually they actually recruited him to come back and see if he could be an emergency quarterback?
And he sent him a picture and he sent him a picture of playing golf.
Yeah, and they even reached out to Phillip Rivers also. I think that's crazy, but
Hear about Rivers. I did not hear about Rivers. I heard about Brees, but I didn't hear about Rivers.
Yeah, they reached out to him too. But even though this is off topic, but even with the Carson Wentz situation, even the Colts reach out to Phillip Rivers. So there's teams, and if they have to get desperate, I guess Phillip Rivers might be the guy to reach out to, just in case you want to suit up one more time and be serve as an emergency quarterback. But yeah, they did reach out to two of them before Monday's game against the Dolphins.
I'll tell you what, and this is kind of off topic, but on topic, Josh Johnson did not play horrible.
Yeah, he actually surprised me.
He did not play horrible. He gave us a 7-3 lead. He had 300 yards. Andrews had a typical day with him at quarterback. Josh Johnson is not a bad emergency guy. He looked better than Ian Book looked.
way better.
And I mean, Dolphins aren't a bad defense, but Ian Book, I don't know. I like Devin Book. But Josh Johnson wouldn't be a bad guy to have. I don't think the Ravens are going to release him, though, considering, Lamar has, he continues to have, a lower leg injury, whether if it's the foot or the ankle, whatever, the lower body injury. And then Huntley, if he ever got hurt, I wouldn't mind. I like Josh Johnson. We didn't lose that game because of Josh Johnson. We lost because the defense couldn't get any stops.
Yeah, I was going to say that earlier, too.
I think the Bengals punted the ball no more than once. Bateman did okay. Freeman, he got a touchdown. We did what we could do on offense. It's just our defense – what wasn't there. Literally, they weren't there. Josh Johnson, he's not a bad guy. I'm glad we gave him a chance. And I hope that he can be a backup quarterback somewhere next year. I won't go as far to say he should be a starter, but he is a serviceable backup. Journeyman,
Yeah. Came a long way.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that he's been in the league since 2008. Damn. And that's good that he's still playing, It's good that teams still are willing to give him a chance. I saw him against Indy. on a Thursday night football, and he had 300 yards when Mike White got hurt. So, yeah. Yeah, but so I think – so we both have what? The Cardinals, the 49ers, and the Saints. I think we pretty much had, like, the same teams, except we have a different seventh team. I think the Ravens will make it. Do you think the Chargers will make it?
Yeah.
But you think – but you do you still think the Ravens could beat the Chargers? I mean, excuse me, the Rams?
You know what? You know what? It's like a 50-50 game now. I know if you guys definitely had Marlon Humphrey and Lamar was healthy, I would, like I said, before that six-game stretch even started, I had you guys winning the Rams against the Rams. But it's like, I don't know if Lamar – I mean, I think you guys definitely have to have Lamar back for this game.
Okay.
If Lamar plays, I think it's a 50-50 game. Huntley gives you guys a really good chance to win also, but I think you guys need your franchise guy to pull this one out.
Okay, because, you know, if we went out and the Chargers went out and the Miami loses one game, we own a tiebreaker against the Chargers. And we would get in. Okay, I'm just making sure. So do you think Pittsburgh would beat us?
No.
I don't think so either because we're at home.
Yeah, I don't think – I think they got lucky to begin with in the first place of winning that game. I remember I did – and you picked them also. I had the Steelers winning that game, but the way how the ending played out – the way the ending played out, they really shouldn't have won that game at all. Especially if it went into overtime, they would have blew it. So, yeah, I think they got lucky there. But, yeah, I guess it's like a wait and see because I definitely – no matter what, I have you guys beating the Steelers in your last game. Plays, I would say yes, you guys will beat them. If not, I gotta go with the Rams.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I think if they still lose this weekend, they still have a chance.
And I think that's crazy.
Because if we think about it, if we lose, the Chargers lose, the Raiders lose, and the Dolphins all lose, we're back to square one with everybody having the same record. So. Even if we lose, if the Chargers lose, and we really need the Dolphins and Raiders to lose. Those are the teams that we really need to lose. The Chargers, we can afford it in a way. But actually, you know what? No, we can't. Because if we lose and the Raiders lose, the Chargers – because the Raiders own a tiebreaker against us. So, actually, you know what? Let's just see what happens this weekend and we'll figure it out from there. All I know is that we own a tiebreaker against the Chargers and the Dolphins and Raiders own a tiebreaker against us. So, basically, we cannot finish with the same record as the Dolphins or the Raiders or we're screwed.
Right.
Well... Thomas, are there any topics you want to touch?
I think that's it.
Anything that we missed or anything that you want to get out there?
I seen when we disconnected from the call, if you know, but John Madden just passed away.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, he just it's pretty sad that he just passed, and when that documentary just came out like literally 3 days ago.
Wow, which documentary? Please make me aware.
He had a documentary that came out on Christmas about, like, how I believe – I haven't seen it yet, but it was about, like, him being a coach, him being a broadcaster, how all the team, all men formed. And I don't know if they talked about how the video game was created, but I definitely know – They talk about him being a coach, a broadcaster, and how the All Madden team was created.
Wow.
In that documentary.
Now, is that on Netflix or ESPN or NFL Network?
I don't know if it's on anything. I know they showed it on Christmas. I didn't get a chance. Fox showed it on Christmas. I didn't get a chance to see it, but it could be. I don't know if it could be on a ESPN Plus. I don't have that myself, but I'm not sure what if it's on anything or not yet.
Okay, interesting. Well, rest in peace to John Madden, for sure. One thing I will say, even though I don't really talk to him like that or really know him all that well personally, congrats to Traveling Queen, Glen Burnie native, for finally making his NBA debut with the Houston Rockets. I think he has 3 or 4 games as of this time, as of this podcast been released under his belt. Yeah, you know who that is, don't you, Thomas? You
Yeah,
know who he is.
I think he went to North County. If
Yeah, he
that's what's
yeah.
up, he debuted it.
Yeah, it's always great to see someone from the county make it. Like whenever it comes to NBA, you always hear about the guys from Baltimore and the guys from PG County, but you don't hear enough Anne Arundel love, you know. So congrats to Traveling Queen for making his longly anticipated NBA debut for sure. And that's all the time we have for today. Thomas, thank you again. I need to catch up on your shows, man. I noticed that you've been doing kind of a little virtual show. Everybody's joining from their homes now.
Yeah, we did that the last couple ones. I'm not gonna say I did it because the case has been rising with like timing wise with the holidays and stuff, like schedule wise. I thought it'd just be beneficial that we do a virtual until the holidays are over because everyone's got different plans going on or like or different things to do or visiting family and things like that.
Gotcha. How's your house holding up?
It's going good. It should be done in a week or so. We're just moving out the furniture or putting in a new furniture and moving some things around. So it's better than what it was months ago though.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, for Thomas Tyree, this is Vincent Moreland. Make sure you check out Thomas Tyree on the Hop 06 on Instagram, Facebook, and Apple Podcasts. Check him out live every Wednesday evening for his content with his normal co-host. And also, keep in mind during the week, Thomas has done more bonus content. So make sure you keep out and listen for him out there. Thank you, Thomas, for joining the show.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Vincent, for having me as a guest.
Of course, of course. All right. You have a good night and enjoy the rest of your holiday season, man.
Thank you, you too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you.